Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. Probably actually coming to you guys on a Monday this week because Tuesday is, of course, a holiday. My name is Ryan McQueenie. As always, I'm your host of this program. Today, we're actually going to be joined by another very special guest. I think we're going to be having a very important conversation, one that I think we should be having more of here in this intersecting world of finance, technology, and investing. And this is a conversation about women in leadership roles in businesses, specifically in businesses in that intersecting world I just described, the fintech industry, more specifically. This is one of those really exciting growth industries in both finance and technology. But because both of those industries have been male-dominated for years, when we put them both together and then place it in the middle of this broader growing support for diversity and representation, we have to ask ourselves what we're getting. Are we still getting that same male-dominated business? And if there is a gender gap in leadership, how can we fix it? And are we fixing it? Are we making any progress? To discuss all of this, today I am joined by Jessica Wook, Chief Product Officer at Robust Wealth, a B2B digital wealth management platform headquartered in New Jersey. Jessica is an experienced fintech professional, a former employee of Comcast, a mother, and a fearless leader in two industries that often still present an old boys club attitude. What I'm saying is Jessica is the perfect person to talk about this conversation, to talk about women in fintech leadership. And that's exactly what we did, drawing on both her own professional experiences and her vision of the future. So I hope you enjoy. Hi, Jessica. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are here to talk about women in fintech leadership and what that means for the future of the industry. But I think first we should define some key terms. What is the fintech industry and why might it have a reputation for having a gender gap in its top ranks?
Absolutely, Ryan. Thanks for having me today. I really love this industry and it's new and personally unique to me. So I'm happy to answer this sort of question about what is fintech and why the gender gap. So first, fintech is really the bringing together technology and finance and bringing them together to really solve problems and build relationships with technology, specifically around the world of finance. And I think we see a gender gap today in fintech specifically because these two industries, finance and technology, are traditionally male-dominated industries. So their combination, fintech, really brings itself naturally to be a male-dominated industry. And it's interesting to see where we're going next in this industry.
Right. And so in fintech, which you know we've talked about on my show before as one of these budding young industries that's relatively fresh on the scene and holds a lot of growth potential. And as you alluded to, the two industries that make up the word tech and finance have been what people call an old boys club through the years. We see that a gap again in fintech, as you said, again. As a leader in this area yourself, do you get the sense that any progress is being made to close the gender gap? And if so, where are we seeing that right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think just by having this conversation with you today, Ryan, and for your listeners, it's taking a step forward in making the gender gap something that's prevalent in people's minds. They're aware of it. I think we have a long ways to go still. There's places, however, where leadership teams, whether it's top-level leadership, middle-level leadership, you're seeing more of a balance, which is really nice. And I'm seeing a trend specifically with innovators in this space. So if I look at our own personal team and company as an example, Robust Wealth, there's six people in the executive leadership team. Three of us are women. So we're definitely more of the innovative company in this space. We're young, we're small, very agile and nimble, and 50% of our leadership team are women.
Well, I'm glad you brought up your team specifically, because I did want to draw on your own personal experiences more, your own experiences in this business specifically. To you, based off of this experience, what kind of obstacles have you noticed, or have you noticed your peers facing because of this gap in leadership?
Yeah, it's a tough one, right? There's a lot of sensitive subjects out there. I personally try to focus more on positives and areas where I've seen opportunity. And I think what I'm seeing more than the obstacles per se are other women that become leaders rising up and pulling other leaders, other future leaders out of the ranks of women workforce with them. So it's something that a coach and colleague of mine said years ago to me, which is just, you know, as you climb, remember everybody else is climbing with you and bring them along with you. And I think that's important. Always giving opportunities to anybody. It doesn't matter, you know, whether they're male or female. But looking for opportunities to give somebody else that chance to shine, that chance to lead. It's not just a one-person role. I think leadership needs to be everybody's role.
That's the perfect segue into the last question I wanted to ask you for a few reasons, but mostly because you mentioned having a coach in it that's also kind of a colleague of yours, which I think is important for really any young professional to have mentors and coaches and people who can kind of help them through the process of becoming a more experienced professional. So I kind of want to put you in that role for a second, if possible. What would be the advice that you would give to a young woman, let's say a high school senior, a freshman in college, who's currently looking to get into this industry? What are the kind of foot in the door opportunities for women in fintech, and what kind of path should one follow if they'd like to take on a leadership role eventually?
Yeah, that's a big one. So it's a personal value of mine to continue to coach and mentor, and I'm still learning as I go, too. There's so much that I learn each opportunity I get to lead a team, whether it's a large team or a small team. And I think for other people looking for a foot in the door, there's great opportunities in product roles, you know, and selfishly speaking, since I run product for Robust Wealth, I think it's a really interesting intersection of more of the softer skills that lend themselves to an experience-based role where you're focusing on how somebody interacts with the technology they're using and whether or not they're delighted through their experience. And then it plays off of the technology side and what tools, what technical components are needed to make that experience a reality. So there's lots that can be learned. There's lots of opportunities in product roles for anybody looking to get a foot in the door in the fintech industry. I think there's also a ton of software development opportunities too. We just went to a couple of campus recruiting events over the last quarter as Robust Wealth was seeking more technology-focused talent. We went to Princeton University, Drexel University. I believe we went to NJIT as well. And one of the recruiting events that we went to beyond the university scene was also a women tech-focused event that was down in Philadelphia. And it's just an awesome opportunity for people to learn about the different companies that are out there. So I would say for advice to give to folks looking to get into the industry, seek out those, whether they're recruiting opportunities, meetups, different tech conferences, and don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, everybody's talking about leaning in, but I think it's more than just leaning into the conversation. It's being curious. Being willing to, be brave, owning your own vulnerabilities, knowing what you didn't know and what you don't know, and being willing to learn something new, because there's always a door that could be opened. But you won't know it's able to be open until you knock.
That's a really great perspective. And I do want to say as well, this show in particular started because several of us at Zacks were just obsessed with technology and all of its potential. And, you know, one thing you said there was the idea about being delighted by the technology that you're using. And we definitely have that perspective. And I think it's great to have this conversation, which is another piece of that whole puzzle. So we want to thank you so much for joining us today and sharing with us your experiences. And I'm sure definitely would love to keep this conversation going whenever possible.
Absolutely. And, you know, personal selfish plug here, if anybody's interested in what our current opportunities are, because we're always looking for great young talent or seasoned talent even, we've got job postings up on LinkedIn that we share regularly and on robustwealth.com. I also love the opportunity to mentor folks. So, you know, I've had a lot of great opportunities and experiences mentoring some younger team members that I've had in the past. And it's a real joy and delight for me. And I always learn something along the way too. So it's definitely a bi-directional relationship. And I appreciate these opportunities.
Well, I'll tell you what, if there's anything we like more than tech here, it's also a nice personal plug. So that was definitely a great way to wrap up here. And we'll make sure we get everybody pointed in the right direction for you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you again. And we'll talk to you again soon. Really awesome conversation with Jessica there. And as I mentioned in the intro, one that I think we should probably be having more often in today's world. So I'm glad Jessica was able to join and engage in that with us. We certainly look forward to speaking with her again in the future. And with that, I want to wrap things up by saying happy holidays. Again, as I mentioned in the intro, probably going to be coming to you on Monday this week, back to hopefully something like regularly scheduled programming here within the next couple weeks. Of course, another shortened holiday week next week. And I know you guys personally probably on all sorts of different weird schedules, hopefully getting some footing here with the new year coming up soon. Just as a quick reminder, though, if you feel that we missed something or if you want us to cover a different story, feel free to shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. You can also always check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. Please remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts if you enjoyed the show. We're also available on SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, basically everywhere you can get your podcasts from these days. As always, thank you so much for listening to Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. Happy holidays, and we'll see you next time.